Certified Specialist Legal Interpreter Sample Materials. Task C.
Task Instructions.
You will shortly hear a monologue of 500 to 550 words in English. The monologue will be played in three segments. Each segment will be played once, with no pauses. You cannot request a repetition of any part of the monologue. You are allowed to take notes while each segment is being played. You must interpret using the consecutive mode. You are expected to begin interpreting 5 to 10 seconds after each of the segments has been played. A chime will sound at the end of each segment. A second chime will indicate that the speaker is about to begin the following segment. The following interpreting brief provides the context for the monologue.
Interpreting brief.
The accused, Mr. O'Reilly, has pleaded guilty to charges of unlawful entry, break and enter, and robbery. He was caught on CCTV in Rapid Creek, Northern Territory, stealing two knives from a Mr. Roberts and then used these to steal a cash card from a Mr. Williams. He initially denied the robbery, blaming it on another person, but forensic evidence found at the scene showed that he had been there, and he then pleaded guilty. He has an extensive criminal record, including assault, damage to property, trespass, stealing, driving offences, and breaches of bail and community service orders. The defence lawyer, Ms. Diane Hurst, is speaking to the judge, making submissions on behalf of the accused in relation to a Section 103 report and asking for leniency in sentencing. You have been asked to interpret for the accused into LOTE using the consecutive mode. The monologue begins now.
Your Honour, let me briefly summarise the facts in this matter. The facts are this. Mr. O'Reilly was aged only 22 at the time. He was residing at a hostel in Rapid Creek. Mr. Roberts also resided at the hostel. On the 19th of December 2017, O'Reilly went to Mr. Roberts' room and stole two knives. He was captured on CCTV. The offender then went to a neighbouring property, a room where a Mr. Williams was asleep. Now, the noise of O'Reilly entering woke Mr. Williams. The offender took one of the knives, he held it in his right hand, and he then asked Williams for money. After some discussion, Williams gave the offender a cash card, but when asked for a PIN, gave him a false PIN. The offender then left, and Williams, of course, called 000. The police interviewed Roberts, who told him the two knives had gone missing. CCTV was viewed, and subsequently, the offender was arrested. Now, it is not to his credit that at first he denied the robbery and denied taking the knives. And when shown still photos of the CCTV footage, stated that Roberts gave him the knives to sell for drugs. However, when he had left Williams' property, the offender had damaged a fence and lost his headphones. Forensic analysis was carried out and the offender's DNA was found on the fence, and it was found that they were his headphones. So he then pleaded guilty at an early stage. It is clear that Mr. O'Reilly is no master criminal. It is one thing to break into another man's house, as he did, but it's another thing entirely to ask for a PIN number of a credit card and expect to be given the correct number. Nevertheless, it would have been a frightening experience for the victim, and he showed presence of mind to give the wrong PIN code and then immediately ring 000. As I've said before, it was an unfortunate aftermath of the offender's conduct that he tried to blame someone else. That was a plan destined to failure because of the fact of the evidence he had left at the scene. There is no victim impact statement. But I accept the submission made by the prosecutor that the offence had a significant effect on Williams. So we concede that O'Reilly has a poor record. Charges have been proven against him in the youth court of assault, damage to property, breaches of bail. He's been convicted of trespass, stealing. He's been sentenced to imprisonment, and he has had a number of driving offences and breaches of community service orders. In 2011, he was sentenced to imprisonment for negligently causing serious harm. Now, previously the case was adjourned from the last hearing so that a Section 103 report could be obtained. And the report does state that the offender is not suitable for supervision. So, as such, we agree that a non-parole period is suitable rather than a suspended sentence. However, we ask the court to take into account the factors previously identified and to exercise leniency. Thank you, Your Honour.
End of task.